I'm VOA's Steve Miller with your worldwide news update. A war monitoring group says the death toll from 2 days of clashes between Syrian security forces and loyalists of ousted President Bashar al-Assad and revenge killings that followed has risen to more than 1,000, making it one of the deadliest acts of violence since Syria's conflict began 14 years ago. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that, in addition to 745 civilians, 125 members of the government security forces, and 148 militants with armed groups affiliated with deposed President Bashar al-Assad were killed. Colonel Hassan Abdel Ghani, a Syrian Defense Ministry spokesperson, says that their forces have made rapid progress, reestablishing control in the conflict areas. The clashes erupted Thursday and marked a major escalation in the challenge to the new government in Damascus, 3 months after insurgents took authority after removing Assad from power. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says that he has rejected a U.S. push for talks between the two countries. We hear more from the AP's Julie Walker.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says he rejects talks between the two countries because they would be aimed at imposing restrictions on Iranian missile range and its regional influence. Speaking to a group of officials Saturday, Khamenei did not identify the U.S. by name, but said a bullying government was persistent in its push for holding talks. His remarks came a day after President Trump acknowledged sending a letter to Iran seeking a new deal with the country to restrain its rapidly advancing nuclear program and replace the nuclear deal he withdrew America from during his first term in office. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Ukraine's military and Russian war bloggers say Russian special forces walked inside a gas pipeline to strike Ukrainian units from the rear in the Kursk region. Russian forces are trying to recapture territory in Kursk that was seized by Ukraine last August. Months later, Ukrainian troops in Kursk run the risk of being encircled. According to Telegram posts by a pro-Kremlin blogger, Russian operatives walked about 14 kilometers inside the pipeline, but VOA has not been able to independently verify that claim. Ukrainian officials say Russia has launched heavy aerial attacks on Ukraine for a second night. At least 22 people were killed in the strikes Friday and Saturday, which came after the U.S. stopped sharing satellite images with Ukraine. In his Saturday evening address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said at least 11 people were killed in multiple strikes in Drobopilia, a town in Ukraine's embattled eastern Donetsk region. When asked Friday if Russian President Vladimir Putin was taking advantage of the U.S. pause in intelligence sharing to attack Ukraine, U.S. President Donald Trump responded,
"I actually think he's doing what anybody else would do."
Zelensky did not mention intelligence sharing on Saturday, but said he welcomed Trump's proposal Friday to impose large-scale banking sanctions and tariffs on Russia until a ceasefire and final peace settlement could be reached. Israel says it will send a delegation to Qatar on Monday in an effort to advance the negotiations around a ceasefire in Gaza between it and U.S.-designated terror group Hamas. VOA's Tommy McNeil has that story.
Hamas reports positive signals in talks with Egyptian and Qatari mediators on starting negotiations on the truce's delayed second phase. Talks on the second phase should have started a month ago. There was no immediate comment from the White House, which on Wednesday made the surprise confirmation of direct U.S. talks with Hamas. Israel, over the past week, has pressed Hamas to release half the remaining hostages in return for an extension of the first phase that ended last weekend. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
North Korea has unveiled for the first time what it claims is a nuclear-powered submarine under construction. It's a weapon system that can pose a major security threat to South Korea and the United States. Moon Kun-shik, a South Korean submarine expert who teaches at Seoul's Hanyang University, says the naval vessel appears to be a 6,000-ton class or 7,000-ton class, which can carry about 10 missiles. Moon says the use of the term, the strategic guided missiles, means it could carry nuclear-capable weapons. U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Brian Hughes says that Washington is aware of the claims and does not have any additional information to provide, adding that the United States is committed to complete denuclearization of North Korea. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.